Did you miss us?
We missed you guys. Okay, so today we are going to be honing in and focusing on adult friendships and maintaining those relationships. You know, as we get older, it's difficult. How do you manage everything? I don't know how I'm managing everything, I'm going to be honest.
It's so different now.
Yeah.
Like, versus being in high school or college.
Yeah, you can just text a friend, send a post. And now it's just a lot of memes.
It's not even. It's, like, hard to even get the conversation going sometimes, I feel like.
Yeah, so let's talk about how you maintain relationships and friendships, Sora.
Oh, in the busyness of life?
Yeah.
It's definitely harder. Like, I've lost friendships along the way because we're all so busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that being said, I try to be understanding towards people's schedules, and hopefully people are also giving me that same understanding if I can't, like, meet up or anything. I know this is something, like, you probably don't agree with, but when people do a last-minute cancellation,
mm-hmm.
I try to be very, you know, I'm like, most of the time, I'm like, oh, I get it. I totally get it, you know? And especially because I kind of, if I did that, I want someone to be like, I understand mm-hmm. completely. But I know it doesn't hit people all the same way.
I think it just depends on what is the last minute cancellation. I think that's what it depends on. Because if someone tells me they're sick, girl, stay away from me. Like, I do not want to
be sick. Okay, so what's a non-excusable cancellation?
I don't know. I just think if they said something like, hey, I double booked myself. Like that, I don't really think like that would make me happy.
The only time where, okay, I agree with you. The only time where I'm like, is when they kind of give an excuse. Okay, the double booking kind mm-hmm. of thing. And it's like, you were well aware of this plan weeks in advance. Exactly. And you couldn't figure out like the time period of adjusting your schedule to figure out this is the time we're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, you know, that's when I'm kind of like.
I hate last, like, day of cancellation. That's what I hate. Not the day before,
mm-hmm.
necessarily. It's the day of that I'm like, okay, you knew we were meeting. You knew I cleared my day for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my love language. Like, I don't have a lot of time. So for me to spend that time with that, like, whoever, friend or family, then it's like that. I could have just spent time with my family then or rescheduled to do something else that day, but I planned my entire day around that person. If they cancel the day before, I think it's different because it's like, okay, they know, like, I'm not in a good mental mm-hmm. place or I can't meet that time. Like, I think it's different. Like, when is this last minute cancellation? What is the reason? I don't know. So, I do try to give grace because I am in a position where I am late more often.
Yeah.
So
it's hard not to.
Yeah. I just assume I'm going to be late, but I try really, really, really hard not to be.
I get canceled on a lot last minute. So I think just naturally I've gotten myself to a place where I'm like, oh, it's okay. I understand.
Yeah.
But
so how else do you maintain?
That's so I guess for me, I try to be understanding. Yeah. Because if I don't, then I'm kind of one of those people that take things very personally and I get upset and that those things fester. And it's more so like, if anything, they usually won't know that there's a problem and I'm the only one sitting there with a problem. So it's not good for me. That's really why I need to be. I try to be understanding.
Not for the other person, just for myself.
That's how I maintain, because I think if anything, I'm more of the type of person that's like screw this, you know, like I walk out and I walk away, but like I know that's something I don't want to do and I don't want to lose friendships just because I'm my ego or something. But secondly, it's making the effort.
Effort looks different for everyone.
As long as you're just making the effort to check in on me time to time, or I'm checking in on you, we're having conversations. Like, I have a friend that I see maybe once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's kind of enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm very easy to please.
I think me too. in a sense of effort.
Like, I just want to see consistent effort.
Yeah. I don't ask a lot for my friends. I don't think, maybe I do.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I don't. My thing is like, I don't expect to text back. Like, when I text someone, like, hey, I'm thinking of you or whatever, or something funny happened and I just send them a text about it or a voice memo about it, then that's it. I don't expect them to be like, oh my God, they didn't text me back, or they're posting on social media but didn't text me. I don't care about stuff like that. I truly don't. I just think, like, okay, like, sometimes you just need time to really think about what you want to say to your friends over text that's more meaningful than just being like, love message, you know? And I'm a terrible texter, so that's why I give everybody grace about texting. But I definitely do a lot of phone calls.
You do.
And
that's actually a tip I picked up from you.
Yeah, but it's just like, I'm sitting in traffic all the time in Atlanta. So I do call friends often, and I have scheduled calls with friends, and it just really works for me. And I just miss hearing their voice, because like, I love words of affirmation. And yeah, so if I'm not listening to podcasts or music, I'm talking to my friends most of the time. And yeah, that's how I maintain, because I'm just in a place where I can't see my friends as often.
See, to me, I think my love language is quality time, but it's physical quality time. So as long as if we could only meet once a year, like, for physical quality time, like, that's what's enough for me.
Yeah.
Because I feel a lot more love and affection if I'm face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. But I think we have very long friendships. A lot of years of friendships in our friendships. I don't know how else to say that. So basically, I think we're pretty good at maintaining and sharing the expectations we have for our friends. Yeah.
Yeah, we make the time to at least see each other every couple months.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you ever gone through a friendship breakup?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that like for you? Those are tough.
They are tough. And I think, like, time periods is different. Like, I've lost friends when I was younger. And that one, I think we just outgrew each other. But losing friendships as an adult is more sad.
It is so sad.
I would say it's, like, worse than a breakup in certain ways.
Yes.
Because you had, like, this love for them and care that you thought was going to be a lifetime. And you've shared things with them that you haven't shared with others. You bonded in different ways. So it sucks. I still think about them. Till this day, kind of thing. Like, an ex you can let go, but I think friendships, you kind of think about them from time to time.
Yeah, same. I think for me, I haven't had a friendship breakup, like a true breakup, since college. Other than that, I think, you know, I just outgrow friends, they outgrow me, and we just have different values and goals and aspirations in life. But with a friendship breakup, man, I'm crying for days. And because they're your friend, like, you know, you, and especially if they were your best friend. I think it's so difficult because you're so used to joining your schedules with them and meeting with them and doing everything together, matching with them. I used to have this friend in high school I was best friends with. And we used to match every single time we saw each other. It's so cute.
That's cute.
So cute. Like, I love that for us. But it didn't work out. And most of my friendships always ended because of a boy. And that's why I think it's so
that's
stupid.
That's unfortunate.
It's so dumb. And I can't wrap my head around, like, ending friendships because of a boy. That's so temporarily. Yeah. Like, If I really truly look back, all of those friends are no longer dating that dumb boy.
Yeah.
So it's just like, why did we end those friendships?
I've had close calls with that, actually. One of my really good friends. One of our really good friends. We had a situation a long time ago when we were in college where a boy got involved. But it was more so, like, we both agreed that we weren't going to allow this to get in between us.
And yeah.
Ultimately, yeah. But it is unfortunate when you break off a friendship for a guy. Because of a guy. Because that's the stupidest thing. Every single one?
Yeah, every single, like, female friendship breakup I've had is because of my guy. And I think I've had, like, 3 or 4 of them. And I wasn't even the one dating them. So it just didn't even make any sense for me. So it was literally on them that they decided to choose the boy over.
Wait, like, okay, so why, though?
Okay, so there was this, the first situation was I had this high school bestie, the one that I told you I matched with, and I didn't know we had the same type. So we always liked the same guys, but I didn't know, like, you know, if I brought it up to her, because, you know, back in the day, you had to wait until after 9 o'clock to get 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've always on the phone with her after 9 and would talk and all these things. And back then, text messages, you had to pay to text. So you're not really texting your friends back.
No, you're IMing them.
Yeah, you're on AIM, Facebook, whatever, to message them. But basically, we always liked the same guy. It was like more than 3 times or 4 times. But every single one of them, I would just tell her, like, you date him. I'm totally cool. Like, I love you more than, like, some guy I have a crush on. I don't even know him. Like, he's just cute. You know, whatever. I don't care. I didn't care about boys like that more than I cared about my friends.
Yeah.
Especially not in high school. And so then, and this was early high school, like 9th grade, maybe, or 8th grade, going to 9th. So I really didn't care about boys, but yeah, it just got so bad. And then,
like, she broke up with you?
And she just, like, ended up dating guys, and she would tell them, like, hey, don't like Jen, okay? And I'd be like, who says that? Like, especially because we're best friends. I just think it's just so weird. And I would just be like, I don't like them. Like, I've already, like, I'm already moved on to my next crush. Like, yeah. I don't care anymore. But it was bad. And it got to a point where she kept on lying, where she was at to her parents, saying she was with me and with someone, like, a new guy that, like, I didn't like. I didn't think he was a good person. And I was just like, I just don't want to be twisted in your family lies. And then we just kind of moved on. So that friendship broke up because of that guy, and he ended up going to jail.
Okay.
And then I had another friendship in college where we were carpooling to Georgia State every day. We're really, really close.
Have to be to sit through that commute every day.
Right. It was either her or Lovie.
Yeah.
So basically, we commuted every day. And then at one point, she got this new boyfriend that I thought was very flamboyant. So I'm not attracted to him. And he's definitely, definitely not my type. But back then, Snapchat was a huge thing. And she was just like, why are you guys Snapchat friends, besties? Because back then, Snapchat showed you who your 3 best friends are. And I was like, I don't know why we're Snapchat best friends. He literally just Snapchatted me the cat you guys adopted. And I don't know why he keeps on sending that to me. Like, multiple pictures of your cats. Because I don't like cats. Like, I have dogs. So it just didn't make sense why he's Snapchatting me. But she ended up not believing me. And I just didn't understand why over, like, 2 years of friendship, and you just believe this boyfriend of yours, and you think I'm a sketch person. And even at that time, I remember I was studying for my accounting exam, and my shoulder popped. So I was just, like, in a lot of pain. I didn't even get to go to a chiropractor yet because this accounting exam is so important that I was studying through the night. And then, yeah, it just, I was like at Sweetheart, which you just ended our friendship over text. It was so crazy to me. Like, because you think that I don't know what, like, she just didn't trust me. And I don't even understand why. I'm like, I'm not even Snapchatting him back. Like, if you look at my, because I was trying to explain to her, if I was sending anything to him, he would be on my best friends list. He's not. I'm on his list. He's not on my list. Like, I don't understand what the problem is. Tell your boyfriend to stop sending me your stupid cat. Like, that was why we ended up our friendship.
You're a very interesting friend.
It's just so weird. I'm just like, there's more. There was more female friends that we ended things because of a boy. And it was just so dumb. I just did not understand what went wrong, where the trust is, if this is an insecurity issue. I don't even know.
It sounds like it comes from a place of insecurity, but it also could be like maybe something did happen to them with a prior girlfriend or something that makes them like that. But it's definitely coming from a place of insecurity.
It just hurts because you love these people so much and you never do anything to hurt them intentionally.
Yeah.
And for them to accuse you,
yeah,
and for them not to believe you, and for them to use you, it just really, really hurts.
Yeah, and honestly, from that standpoint, I would say that's not even, they weren't being a good friend to you either, which it's probably a good thing that you're not friends with them anymore.
Okay, so how do you handle friendship breakups?
Okay, I mean, like, okay, so I've had one experience where I ended my friendship with our mutual friend.
Okay.
And
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Joe. It was that one time we got into, like, that fight, and I was like, you know what? I'm done. This is, like, not a friendship that's, like, serving us anymore, serving me. Like, let's just go our separate ways. And I did that, like, on a Friday. And by Sunday, it, like, tormented me all weekend. And for me, I think just, like, when I love you, like, I love you, you know, and I clearly know that was me coming from a place of pride, and I was just, you know, reacting out of my emotion. So we talked on Sunday, and I was like, I take back everything I said. I was like, I love you, and I think this, you know, like, I wouldn't want to do life without you.
Aww.
So I think in, like, that instance, I don't think I've lost, like, I mean, in high school, I lost, like, girlfriends and stuff. And then right now, I think in my adult years, I've lost a lot of my, like, close guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's very natural once relationships and marriage gets very serious, or, like, obviously if you're in marriage, it's serious. But once relationships get serious, it's harder to have close friends of the opposite sex. Especially if the other party is not, you're not close with them, like the girl or guy that they're dating. How do I handle it? I think it's just, so in those instances, I kind of, I try to tell myself it's not anything personal because it's natural to drift. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, it didn't come out from a bad place, you know? It's not even a serious thing where we, like, sat down and we're like, oh, we're not friends anymore. It's just naturally, if we're not talking, you know, if we're not kind of being updated on our lives, you know, like, you haven't, you know, seen my kid or anything, it's just, I don't think there's much of anything going on anymore, and it's okay, and we just kind of move on with our lives, but I'm always here sending love to you.
Yeah,
we're just not hanging out like that anymore. So in that aspect, I feel like it's like a friendship breakup.
It's like a drift.
It's a drift. But for me, like, I have so much, like, these are people I grew up with. You know, they've seen sides of me that other people haven't seen, you know, they've seen me at my lowest and my highs. So, like, there is so much love for them. Yeah. And it's just unfortunate that that relationship didn't get to continue.
Yeah. And maybe it'll rekindle later.
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's just, like, limiting contact, like, maybe not inviting them to every event, you know, just kind of realizing there's no point. Like,
yeah.
What about you?
Cry a lot. Not gonna lie, I do cry a lot because it's just years of love. And like you said, I truly love you. And so, it's hard. I try not to stalk them, even though they're my girlfriends. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are we not talking again? I forgot. Okay. But
oh, I definitely stalk.
Stalking my girlfriends, because I don't have a lot of guy friends that I have breakups with. I mean, I feel like guys are not really that confrontational.
They're not. And they don't, they probably don't care. They probably don't see it as a thing. But they're as like no a biggie. Girl. Yeah, yeah, no biggie. But from my end, I'm like, oh, this is sad.
Yeah, same. And I think with my guy friends, I try really hard. But I just try to see them in clusters. Especially because Kyle like enjoys their presence. But it's just hard for us right now. But yeah, we still try to see them. So it's very much only two guy friends I keep in touch with now, but one of them turned into my cousin. So you're just my guy. You have no choice but to be stuck with me for the rest of your life.
Oh yeah, he actually did turn into family.
Yeah, so he's definitely not on the friend side anymore. But yes, I also limit a lot of contacts. Mm-hmm. So obviously try to not, you know, stalk them, but I continue to follow them. I probably mute them or something because it does feel like a real breakup. Mm-hmm. Like my heart feels like my heart is literally breaking. I don't know why it feels almost worse than a breakup, but I don't care to unfollow them on social media, but they end up unfollowing me anyway from the stories I've already shared. They're upset at me. And they use me as the reason, so they usually unfollow me. I just try to focus on myself, especially working out. And usually the reason why the friendships don't last is because of values, core values. Mm-hmm. So now I just try to redirect, like, what's important to me and refocus on friends that are focused on whatever I'm focused on at that time of my life.
I think values, we talked about values being an important thing before. So if your mm-hmm. values don't align, then yeah, it's hard to keep those relationships going. So to end it off, what would you say are practical tips for fostering deeper bonds with the friendships you currently have and want to keep?
I feel like I already said it, maintaining friendships, but I always try to be there for life events.
Oh, so that's, yeah.
Those are things that I feel like are almost a non-negotiable for me. Mm-hmm. Like their birthdays, mm-hmm. Life events like baby showers, mm-hmm. weddings, anything like that where this is walking into a huge part or their children's first, second, however age birthday. I just try to be there for them because those are the moments that really count because they worked really hard in an event and it just special to them. Mm-hmm. They weren't doing anything. It's different. Yeah. But if they are doing something, I try really, really hard to be there.
No, I think that's a really good one. Also something that you mentioned before was phone calling during commute because it gives such a good like time for you to do something and be on the phone with someone. And because everyone's busy, you could just like hop on a call while both of you are in the car, mm-hmm. you know, keep each other busy for that car ride. And then when you guys get home, you're like, all right, I would love talking to you. Have a good rest of your day kind of thing. But it's mm-hmm. like a good quick catch up.
Yeah.
And then I think, yeah, just setting aside time. You know, like maybe if you can't do one-on-ones, if you have like your whole friend group and you guys are all close, maybe gather and do like a potluck or something super easy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily go out to a restaurant. You can do it at someone's house, which I personally love those even more.
Yeah, I wish I had more competitive friends that we can just have like board game nights.
Yeah, dude. Well, Alex would love to play game night with you.
I know. I would love to play with Alex, too. I just think, like, eventually I would hope to have more competitive friends that I can host a weekly. Game nights would be amazing.
Well, I love game nights.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to, like, kill you for it, but I love doing them.
I think it just, and eventually it's probably going to be, like, outside games and then inside. It just depends. But we'll see how that grows when I'm not tired being pregnant and having a baby.
But those wholesome moments are like, I really am falling in love with those.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to go out and drink and all that stuff. Because you don't actually end up really talking, I feel like, mm-hmm. unless you do one of those drunk talks, but then I don't
that
know
you don't you, remember.
That you don't remember, but those also go on for a long time. All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode. Friendships are very important, mm-hmm. no matter what age in life you are. I think community is important.
Yeah, I'm with you. Just like imagining a senior club with all the besties.
No one wants to die alone.
It's going to be so much fun. Our kids are going to hate it.
I know, but I'm going to love it.
Me too.
I've always wanted it.
Same. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.